I have a brother who's not here tonight. He's not. He's not, and it's okay. He lives in Montana. My brother's name is Josh. And I love my brother desperately, and not just because he hated people so much he decided to move to Montana. I love my brother because of what I'm about to tell you. I'm not kidding when I say I was 4 years old inside of a Sears. Not Sears now, when it's shitty Sears and Sears Roebuck and it's awful and horrible and only at Gwinnett Place Mall and makes you cry. But Sears like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and they had different departments, and one of the departments was a toy department. I went to the toy department with my brother, and my brother was so excited. He saw all the toys that he saw. He's 4 years older than me. He's 8. I'm 4. He literally found a package of toys that he wanted more than anything in the world. And he ripped them open, plucked them out of their packaging, and jammed them into my Oshkosh Bagoshes. As a 4-year-old, when something like this happens to you, you can't help but be as retarded as you look. I couldn't believe I was in a department store at 4 years old. I was like, there's lights everywhere. And there are these little figures that are just getting... My mom finds a washing machine, I believe, that she wanted. She grabs the washing machine, she orders it, in 2 days she can come and pick it up. We all pile into a Nissan Stanza and we drive away. We're about maybe a half a mile up 85. When I start to pull these little figures out of my Oshkosh Bagoshes and playing with them. I'm a 4-year-old. I start playing with them like, hello, how are you today? I'm all right, because I don't believe in hate yet. My mom turns, sitting at the wheel, sees me in the front seat and goes, where in the hell did you get that? And I'm so terrified. I look at her and I turn into the back seat and see my brother. And I turn back and say, I don't know. And I'm not kidding you. At the Jimmy Carter exit on 85, my mom pulls a U-turn, drives back to Gwinnett Place Mall. Dead serious, drives all the way back to Gwinnett Place Mall, picks me up by the arm, and walks me into Sears. She stands me in front of the tallest black man I've ever seen in my life, wearing a security badge and a bald head. I'm not kidding, he looked like the dude from the Green Mile. And he leans in and looks me dead in the eyes and says, you ever gonna do this again? And I look at him and very politely shit my pants. And then utter, ow! And he lets me go. I give all the figures back and I get let go. 22 years later, Thanksgiving dinner, I'm sitting with my mother, the man who I would end up seeing as my father, because my real father was never the fuck around.
Yeah.
My brother and my aunt. And this story gets brought up. And the truth comes out, finally, after 22 years, I finally say, I had no fucking clue what was going on. And next to me sat my brother, 4 years older, laughing uncontrollably. I've been afraid of black people ever since. Go upstairs after dinner, and I sit inside my bedroom in my old house, and I hear a knock on the door, just a quick little door opens, and there's Mom. She's almost on the verge of tears, I'm not kidding. She looks at me and she goes, "I never knew. I'm so sorry. I would never have let that happen. I am so sorry." And she looks like she's about to cry, and she's like, "If there's anything I can do to make it up to you." And I said, "Well, Mom, Josh has got a flight tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure that we have either steak knives, razors. Steve was in the military, right? I'm sure there's a round of some sort of ammunition. How about we put that inside of his bag? Get ourselves a little eye to eye, if you know what I mean." And as much as she laughed and hugged me, she did it.